Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man, and after he had healed him, dismissed him. Then he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer this question. The Gospel of the Lord. Who among you, if your son or an ox or a goat or a sheep falls into a pit or a cistern, would not immediately do something? And they were unable to answer him. Why were they unable to answer him? Is it that they did not know the answer? Because they are guilty as charged. They do that. They do that for animals. They do that for their own people, yet for the man who was held bondage, they didn't want Jesus to heal him on his Sabbath. And that is the bone of contention, curing on the Sabbath, because the law says do not do a particular job, do not do certain things, do not go certain distance. So in public, they don't want to be seen doing that. False impression. I remember growing up in our household, there was this maxim: anything breakable is payable. Anything breakable is payable. So as kids, doing dishes, handling the ceramics, we're very careful. In fact, when you broke one, your stipend or your Christmas gift will not come to you. They'll use the money to replace it. So on one occasion, I think my sister, dropped the ceramic, and she was shivering. And my mom went to her and said, "Did you get hurt? Did you get hurt? Are you okay?" So it wasn't about, anything breakable is payable. And she never paid. So growing up, that was meant for us to be careful. It wasn't meant for us to suffer. But as time went on, we realized why they said that, why they did that. It wasn't about the law. It's about the love with which to handle things in life. And this is what Jesus wants us to understand. Goodness supersedes every form of law. The law is meant for humans not to suffer, but to liberate them in the freedom of God. So the law, was it actually meant to liberate man or meant to subdue man?